Otongashila, Kantunga, Tongashila, Hitchi. Omakawa, Hitchi, Wanichim, Kaki, Hitchi, Opine, Isamia, Hitchi, Uyakupi. Ohio, Koki, Hail, Hitchi, Wota, Kion Kitrapi. Tongashila, Nakoshi, Nahitchi, Wota, Kia, Ina, Ate, Helupi, Nawota, Kia. Natioshpa, Hitchi, and Kahie, Kohena, Hitchi. En paix, tu que l'aile, en tout qu'elle y a nagé, et ça, Hitchi. En paix, tout que l'étant trop kata, qui a hena à kewash, à kenawo, qui est tacha, un kashila, kantrinka, la krota, which hook, un taku, oich hook, un kahichi, lena heche, un yechi lashte, na, un yechi loakram, heche, john kahena, a ke un kitroka, a hiagle, ki han heche, which ho un chagua maniki, na, which ho un chagua a uki, lena hecha, heche, geluha, trokata, oyate, piktacha, na, tioshpa, piktacha, heche, trunkashila, lena wash, a keki, nie luhaki heun, lena icheun, ichiapi. Oyun ka io, koki heel, heche, which ho kuze, ea heche. Asnipi, jashni heche, ikchewich hasha, oyate, mitakwe, koyag manik, un hena wozani, yushin, ala pikte, na, hena wichozani, uchak, uktonka heche, hena opkapie, ha, heche, wonia, kilena, luhanske, na, cha oegle, kilena, awai, cha, etilake, heche, tronka, ohunkeshniki, na, wakhen, ja, kilena, heche, trokata, oyate, piktonka hel, woachwala, na, wolakhota, na, wounspe, ayan, keki, heche, ikchewich hasha, Kawon spewa heche iotanla. Na iya pikile iotanla ktacha tunkashilo kantrinkale na woki. Ona skashitu tkawon spewa tokums eyan kayun kran heche. Tukte wanji chayu ha trokata ilagi chia pikta heche. Hena heche inusia la ktacha tunkashilo kantrinka eale na ichechi chie. Ona heche tkatuye eyan uyakupi tkatuye kele na tokums e heche yanke. Oyun kan tkatu ekle na washte ki na ot khalon hena ekte. Hena el takuni ohun kishni ma wakhen jan. I chanti ya prap kishni kha. Eche wopila unkeni chi api. Taku washte un yakupi kele na el. Eche wana ke oman khan ekta un hina jin pun khan. Letan trokata ki atokums e washte na ot khalak ta hechi. Hena unkupi e ekchi trunkashila hoye chi chi e. Moshi unkila api e. Omen taku e asin.
Washte lo. Happy New Year! Okay, everybody, we want everybody to round dance. We're almost there. We're looking at about 3 minutes. 3 minutes. We want everybody to come down. Come on down, you people. Come on down.
We can make three or four circles. Start making some circles in the middle here. Also on the outside, we can make as many circles as we want, like our ancestors did.
Okay, hey, Apo, sons of Ogladas. All you singers, come on, join in, join
all
in.
All the singers.
Ipo, singers, kiwachi okayo chasha ki shokata ke uapo. Those of you that are in the doorway, come on over. Come on over. Fill this gym floor up. Is our Hyoka 2001? Are you here? If not, we're gonna have to throw out that 2000 year out. We're gonna have to grab him and carry him out of here. Where's our 2000 year at? Find him, get him ready, let's throw him out. Yeah. Bighorn, all the Indians, all attacking General George Custer. Okay, we're in 1 minute. at, we're looking at 45 seconds. 45 seconds and counting. Almost into 35 minutes. 35 minutes. Half a minute. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. 20 seconds. We're looking at 20 seconds. 15 seconds and counting. Okay, we're going to start counting at 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Keep dancing!
This is the Tashunka Wetko Brigade coming to you from Free Radio Olympia. And Happy New Year as our brothers in the Oglala Lakota Nation were saying a few years ago at the beginning of the century. And we're so honored to be able to share that with you. We started the show with a prayer by Richard Broken Nose. And in a little while, Wembley Watakpe will tell you about the significance of that prayer and about who this man, this holy man is, Richard Broken Nose of the Oglala Lakota Nation. We at the Tashunka Wetko Brigade want to remind you that our program is named after and inspired by the warrior known as Crazy Horse, the legendary Akichita of the Oglala Lakota Nation. His real name was Tashunka Witko, which translates to "his horse is enchanted rather than crazy horse." We are a brigade as we stand for resistance and freedom and aim to deconstruct colonialism and demystify the concept of America. We provide you a unique look at the hemisphere we occupy from the rarely heard perspective of the original peoples and their struggle. We have had the voices of Philomene Blacksmith Lakota, Rosalind Jumping Bull, representatives of the Venezuelan government, indigenous leaders of Peru and Bolivia, and today we will interview professor from Chile that will give us a very unique view of the fire that is going in South America, what is called South America, this indigenous continent. And we are very excited about all the changes that are happening, and we want to bring them to you. This is the Tashunka Witko Brigade, coming to you from Free Radio Olympia. And here is Wembley Watakpe. He'll tell you about Richard Broken Nose and the prayer for the new year that we just played.
Ha, Mataki Api, Wembley Watakpe, Ake, Radio Free Olympia. We are glad to be here. I just give you a greeting in Lakota, the original language of this whole hemisphere, this whole construct that we call the Turtle Island or Mother Earth. Before there was any white man, before there was any anything, the things that you think you always know as being universal or not, there was indigenous people here 25,000 years back, and just to let you know that they didn't kill all of us, you just heard some excerpts from a 2000 New Year's celebration that I was present at. I'm from Oglala, And we were bringing in a new year. Richard Broken Nose is a elder who we have just been informed has had a recent stroke, so we don't really know exactly the extent of it so far, but prayers go out to him. He's of the family of the Loudhawk family. Russell Loudhawk, his brother, just recently had a was involved in a collision. A vehicle slid off the road, and he was in and still is in intensive care. And he is the leader of the Tokala Society, what they call a Kichita, Okola Kichia, Omanichia. And what you heard was a prayer. It's a prayer that Richard offers for the new year. It talks about all the pillars of society in terms of blessings for health, for education, for the people, for the four-leggeds, for the for Mother Earth and all of creation, for the universe, for good health for all the families, you know. And it's said in a way that is universal. It's not just a prayer for xenophobic and ethnic thinking. It's a universal prayer, much like the prayer that we offer at the beginning of the show with the elder Melvin talking about native prayer. It's the same kind of prayer, but it's offered in Lakota, and he uses words like Tunkashila. Tunkashila means grandfather or creator. He uses other words, old, original language words that are, there is no translation for these words. You hear Wakantanka, what the white media in the film industry has made mockery of in the terms of the way they pronounce the word Wakantanka. There's that word Wakantanka is actually pronounced Wakantanka. It's not Wakantanka. And we object to the use of all these appropriations, if you will, of our language, and our language is said, you know, by people who can't even speak it, and they do us a great disservice, not only with the mascotting and not only with the stereotypical representations, but also the way that they say the language. And so you heard actually Richard Broken Nose, who studied under Rudy Runzabove, who was one of the last Richard, who is my relation, not in the sense of just being a two-legged, and we're from the same tribe and so on and so forth, but he actually is my relation, like in a familiar way. So he trained and was assistant to Rudy Runzabove. Rudy Runzabove was from Parmalee. Rudy Runzabove was passed away several years ago, was the last of the original holy men from back in the era, back in the turn of the century, of the last century, and had connections to all the great persons and personalities of our resistance back then, Tushunka Witko, Yotanka, Tatanka, and so on. He was from the Spotted Tail Agency. The Spotted Tail Agency is now Rosebud. And he was under He Dog. He Dog was a Itancha, which translates loosely to leader or headman. And he has connections to Shunko Witko in the sense that he was directly related to the He-Dog and a legendary mentor of Shunko Witko, whose name was Hump, a shorter derivative of Buffalo Hump. Hump was a legendary Akichita who trained Shunko Witko. And so this is the connection with Richard Broken Nose. And it's fitting that we are airing the 2000 New Year's celebration, because little did we know that shortly thereafter, 1 year later, we would have the beginning of the unraveling of every humane, well, I don't want to use the word humane, but we would have the unraveling of this inhumane construct to such an extent that we are now where we are. It was a year ahead of 9/11. It was and every act since then, you know, leading right up to the beginning. So that prayer, in a very real sense, was a prayer that not only went out in the sense of its power for just that year and the blessings and the bestowments and the wishes and so on, but also it extends up to the present time. Because as we have seen, you know, we have seen a lot of suffering. We have seen untold runaway government, states' rights, fanaticism. We have so much coming at us from so many different directions as a society that we don't know where to begin. And in the middle of all of this is this present regime led by George Bush, who people are still not willing to step up to the plate and take this guy on. I mean, the American people are not willing to step up to the plate. It remains a historical fact that you can't expect the least empowered part of your society to do your work for you. This is your society. This is your time, and you're not answering the bell. You're just not answering the bell. And this is only going to get worse, you know. Now they're spying on everybody and you're all alarmed. Well, we were telling people that back in the 70s, you know. We were saying the FBI this and the FBI. Nobody listened to us, you know. So you stick your head in the sand long enough, you know, and then you start turning into a root yourself. And then it's going to be difficult to get people to move and to move in a constructive way. So the prayer to some, in some, the prayer was to call for the better natures of ourselves. And it was also a healing. It was also to take care of all the things that have happened in the past and to bring people up to it's got a mental health, medicinal, spiritual part to the prayer as well. And most Lakotas have that kind of dyad with their prayers. They're not only just soothing words, but they're also healing words. And so the last thing is that our ceremonies are now going to be more protected than they were in the past because of the appropriation by the various spiritualists and called various names. And some of the people that carry that are now at the end of their time. And people like myself and others that I know are representatives of the next generation to carry these bundles. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to go down like it went down before. You're not going to be able to come into our ceremonies. Whether you're have a good heart or not, you're not going to be just waltzing into our ceremonies. You don't have any permission to use our ceremonies anywhere at all. And there's not going to be any more theft of our spiritual ways for your amusements out there. And you know, and don't come back to the to our societies, our tribes, looking to get participate or take pictures or to record or to do any of that stuff because you're going to be run off. And no, you're not welcome in our ceremonies. You're welcome to sit down and talk after we're done and we take care of business and do whatever, but you're not welcome to come in and sit down and muck up the whole program. We're trying to do ceremonies, serious ceremonies, and your use of them and writing about them out of context and without permission and plagiarizing our culture is a crime. And so as we go forward, once I get the bundles, it's going to be a new day. It's going to be welcome to a new day, SEAL Team 25, because it is going to be the reality of protection of our sacred ceremonies.
Hokahe, we have the high sign. Crazy Horse, hell yeah, Lord. When all your kids out of the center, please. All your kids, get out of the center. Got some men that are dancing here. A beautiful song by the Crazy Horse Singers. thank you for that beautiful song, Crazy Horse Singers. Ata kililo mitakuyepi. Hakeha chukili lawang washte. Thank you, dancers. You guys look really good out there. You make us feel real happy. I myself, on behalf of myself, I'm really honored to be standing up here feeling the energies, the spirit of our ancestors that have gone past to the spirit world. Through your dance, through your movements, we see that this is very strong, very much alive. We as Lakota people will never die as long as we have our songs and our dances.
That was Kelly Looking Horse at the Omaka Teka Wachipi in Oglala in 2000. Sacred words, sacred singing and dancing. We are very honored to bring that to you. In a few minutes, we will have an interview of Professor Jay from the Red Klahadep. This is a network. The spelling in English is CLAJADEP. And it's connected with the international network La Aïn. I think it's out of France. This is a group of thinkers, activists, revolutionaries that started their input in this whole process of decolonization and the imperialization in the 80s. The professor we'll be talking to is, he was born in Valparaíso, Chile, and he started his law school and quit law school to support a group of homeless people that were taking over unused property in Chile. And he lived with those people, then traveled to Cuba, where he finished his law school and worked in Havana for a while, and also in Brazil, teaching the philosophy of law, penal law, constitutional law, alternative law, logic, and many other disciplines. Please do check the website from Klahadep. It's CLAJADEP.LAHAINE.org. HTTP that. And we will put the link on the forolympia.org website at forolympia.org. Under the Treshunka Witko Brigade, you will find the information. There are a lot of exciting things happening in the world, but particularly in Latin America, with the election of Evo Morales, an indigenous leader, in Bolivia, and presidents that lean towards the left, towards protecting the rights of the indigenous people and the workers in Argentina, Brazil, Venezuela, Uruguay, and it seems that now Chile also. So the South is rising, and we want to cover it and accompany and also have a transfusion to the north of all those happenings. So in a few minutes, we will be talking with Professor Jay, and I can promise you it will be a very interesting conversation to share with you.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley.
perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Pa' una ciudad del norte yo me fui a trabajar. Mi vida la dejé entre Ceuta y Gibraltar. Soy una raya en el mar, fantasma en la ciudad. Mi vida va prohibida, dice la autoridad. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino por no llevar papel. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino, yo soy el quiebra ley. Mano negra clandestina, peruano clandestino, africano clandestino, marihuana ilegal. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Argelino clandestino, nigeriano clandestino, boliviano clandestino, mano negra ilegal.
Je flaire les kilomètres de mes salles, de mes salles de possession. Je passe mon nom, je n'ai rien à faire dans le Brésil, je suis en Mauritanie. Je suis en Mauritanie, je
In the last 10 years of unbridled corporate globalization, the world's total income has increased by an average of 2.5% a year. And yet, the number of poor in the world has increased by 100 million. Of the top 100 biggest economies, 51 are corporations, not countries. The top 1% of the world has the same combined income as the bottom 57%, and that disparity is growing. And now, under the spreading canopy of the war against terror, this process is being hustled along. The men in suits are in an unseemly hurry. While bombs rain down on us and cruise missiles skid across the skies, while nuclear weapons are stockpiled to make the world a safer place. Contracts are being signed, patents are being registered, oil pipelines are being laid, natural resources are being plundered, water is being privatized, and democracies are being undermined.
Pablo nuestro que estás en tu Chile, viento en el viento, cósmica voz de caracol antiguo, nosotros te decimos gracias por la ternura que nos diste, por las golondrinas que vuelan con tus versos de barca a barca, de rama a rama, de silencio a silencio. El amor de los hombres repite tus poemas. En cada calabozo de América, un muchacho recuerda tus poemas. Pablo nuestro que estás en tu Chile, todo el paisaje custodia tu sueño de gigante. La humedad de la planta y la roca allá en el sur, la arena desmenuzada vicuña adentro en el desierto, y allá arriba el salitre, las gaviotas y el mar. Pablo nuestro que estás en tu Chile, gracias por la ternura que nos diste.
Del indio, sendero colla sembrado de piedra, caminito del indio que junta el valle con las estrellas, caminito del indio que junta el valle con las estrellas, caminito que anduvo de sur a norte mi raza vieja, antes que en la montaña la Pachamama se ensombreciera, antes que en la montaña la Pachamama se ensombreciera. Cantando en el cerro, llorando en el río, se agranda en la noche la pena del indio. El sol y la luna y este canto mío besaron tus piedras, camino del indio. Noche serrana llora la quena su honda nostalgia, y el caminito sabe cuál es la chola que el indio llama, y el caminito sabe cuál es la chola que el indio llama. Se levanta en el cerro la voz doliente de la baguala, y el camino lamenta ser el culpable de la distancia, y el camino lamenta ser el culpable de la distancia. cantando en el cerro, llorando en el río. Se agranda en la noche la pena del indio. El sol y la luna y este canto mío besaron tus piedras, camino del indio.
That was Atahualpa Yupanqui with Camino del Indio, and before that, a song for Pablo Neruda, the beautiful revolutionary poet from Chile. And on the phone we have Professor Jay, who is talking to us from... ¿Está en Valparaíso o en Santiago?
Estoy en Santiago.
Ah, from Santiago, the capital of that beautiful country. And he's taking part in an event celebrating the anniversary of the Cuban Revolution right now. Bueno, profesor, primero me gustaría que nos dijera un poquito qué está haciendo ahí y primero un poquito que hable de usted, de quién es, el grupo con quien trabaja.
Bueno.
Sí, adelante.
Pues mi nombre es Jaime Jovanovic y estoy aquí en Chile de vuelta después de haber estado 20 años en el exilio.
Wow.
¿Está bien así de despacio?
Sí, sí. Ahora le traduzco lo que acaba de decir. Profesor Jaime Jovanovic. He is back in Chile after having been exiled for 20 years. Sí, profesor, adelante.
Y hace dos años que estoy de regreso y estoy retomando contacto con una nueva realidad. El país está muy cambiado después de la dictadura y de una democracia que no ha sido más que una continuación de la dictadura. ¿Puede traducir?
He's been back for 2 years and he finds Chile very changed for after the dictatorship and with the continuation by a democracy that is a continuation of the dictatorship. Sí, profesor.
¿Sí?
Sí, adelante.
Ya. Aquí se vive lo que se llama democracia, pero en verdad es una manera de poder desarrollar altas modalidades de contrainsurgencia y formas muy modernas y muy tecnificadas del neoliberalismo. Traducir.
What is called democracy now in Chile is actually a different modality for carrying out counterinsurgency and neoliberalistic policies. Sí.
Sí.
Sí, adelante.
Chile es considerado hoy uno de los países más representativos, más ejemplares en términos de una aplicación del modelo neoliberal de la globalización del capital con una población muy subordinada, con el miedo que aún existe en la población, con la separación de las personas, y estamos con muchas dificultades para poder reconstruir lazos de solidaridad entre las personas.
Chile is now considered an exemplary country for adhering to neoliberal thought and policy for its part in the globalization of the economies and for having people who are subordinate, who this will represent great difficulties in accompanying the change and building solidarity with the other countries that are not doing this.
Sí, adelante, profesor.
Sí, pero aquí en Chile, poco a poco, se está comenzando a visualizar, a observar un proceso de lenta recuperación de algunos movimientos sociales, en especial el movimiento mapuche de pueblo originario, los deudores habitacionales, es decir, aquellos que tienen vivienda por el Estado y tienen deudas que se van acumulando con el tiempo. Que...
¿Hola? ¿Profesor? ¿Hola?
Oh, we have lost him, it seems. We're going to try again, but he was talking about the different parts of the Chilean population that are rising up, and that includes the indigenous Mapuche movement and a sector of the population that has government housing like projects, but that they are so deep in debt that they're enslaved by the system. We're going to try the connection again because Professor Jay has a lot to cover. Some of the things that I want to talk with him about is his writings that you will find on his website. The first one is the new cycle after 2005, and he sees the world going from resistance towards construction. Okay, we're back with Professor Jay from Santiago, Chile, and it's very funny that we just got cut off. I can't help but thinking that President Bush's domestic spying is a causing now. No, profesor, estaba diciéndole a los radioescuchas que no puedo pensar otra cosa que el programa de espiar domésticamente del presidente Bush nos está acosando en este momento. ¿Tiene algunos pensamientos sobre esto?
Es una honra para todos nosotros.
He says it's a great honor to be cut off by the FBI, so... We send our greetings to the agents that are wasting their time trying to keep this from happening because the revolution is happening, and it doesn't matter if you're listening to us or cutting us off, it still will happen.
La revolución va a seguir aunque nos escuchen y nos corten los teléfonos, eso no importa, ¿no es cierto, profesor?
Claro que sí, claro que sí. Mientras más nos ataquen, hacemos como decía el Quijote de la Mancha. No te preocupes, Sancho, deja que los perros ladren.
We, as long as my brothers attack, we will continue doing like Don Quixote, and that said, don't worry, Sancho, let the dogs bark. Okay, profesor, ¿por qué no entramos en la materia? Y en realidad cubra todo lo que a usted le parece pertinente, hay muchísimas cosas de qué hablar.
Dígame nomás, pregunte yo diciendo...
Okay, si puede dar un resumen de lo que escribió sobre el año 2005, en este nuevo ciclo, la idea de ir de resistencia a construcción.
Adelante.
La idea es que se está cerrando un ciclo de resistencia, un ciclo de movilización, de contestación, de respuestas, de reacciones, para irse iniciando poco a poco un nuevo ciclo de construcción, un ciclo de construcción desde abajo. Esto puede traducirlo y luego sigo.
Okay. We're going from a cycle of reaction, of asking questions, of resistance towards a cycle of construction.
Sí, profesor. Adelante.
Sí, sí. Bueno, nosotros vemos eso en América Latina, especialmente en dos lugares. Por una parte en México, donde vemos que se está efectuando un tejido, una costura entre distintas experiencias sociales de autonomía, como aquellos resistentes contra la represa de Patora y los zapatistas y la nueva, esta que se llama la otra campaña, donde los zapatistas y otras personas empiezan a juntarse, empiezan a relacionarse cara a cara en distintos lugares del país, empiezan a tratarse como sujetos sociales, empiezan a encontrarse y a generar un espacio distinto donde el pueblo puede hablar y el pueblo puede ir construyendo su mundo propio, despacito. Lo paro hoy un poco.
¿Puede aclarar lo que es la otra campaña?
La otra campaña significa que los zapatistas están recorriendo el país para conversar y escuchar a las distintas experiencias locales, autónomas, indígenas, barriales, de jóvenes, de trabajadores que existen a lo largo del país. Durante 6 meses, el subcomandante Marcos, que ahora se llama Delegado Cero, va a recorrer el país escuchando las distintas realidades, sin llevar ninguna verdad, sin llevar ningún argumento, sin llevar ninguna propuesta, sino que escuchar las distintas propuestas nacionales.
Okay.
Eso es como síntesis de la otra campaña.
Sí. This construction, going from resistance to construction, is happening in different countries. For example, in Mexico, there is a weaving of the resistance among different groups, like the maquila workers, the zapatistas, what the zapatistas call la otra campaña, which is the other campaign, as opposed to the government campaign for the presidency with the elections coming up. And this campaign involves Subcomandante Marcos, who is now called the Delegate Zero, going around the country talking with the local groups of resistance, autonomous groups, youth groups, workers groups. He's just going for 6 months listening to the realities, not adding or doing any input, but just taking the input from these communities to gather all this information. And all these groups are meeting face-to-face in a social context, generating a different space that has never been done before.
Sí, profesor, adelante.
Tradicionalmente, la política se ha entendido como un partido o una vanguardia que llama a la gente. Esta otra campaña significa que se van encontrando cara a cara, de tú a tú, los sujetos sociales que se están autoorganizando en diferentes regiones de México. ¿Puede traducir?
Usually the politics is done by calling people, and in this case, these people in the other campaign are going to the other groups meeting the people.
Sí, profesor.
Sí, entonces los partidos tradicionalmente han buscado representar a la población para poder estar presentes en las altas esferas del poder y poder dirigir y administrar el poder en nombre de la población. La otra campaña de la experiencia zapatista busca, muy por el contrario, que sea el protagonismo social organizado el que se pronuncie en relación a su propia vida, sus barrios, sus comunidades, sus territorios, y que ellos comiencen a construir en su mundo inmediato, en un mundo donde quepan muchos mundos.
The political parties traditionally seek to represent the people to be in the high spheres of government. In this case, in the other campaign, what is being sought is the social organized protagonism, the people being the active participants, doing the pronunciation of their own reality and building their own world with room for many other worlds.
Okay, profesor.
Yeah. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo están? Entonces, sí, hola. Sí, no, está bien, sí, seguimos. Entonces, en esa medida es que podemos hablar de construcción, porque ya estamos hablando de sujeto social. Estamos hablando de un sujeto que se organiza a sí mismo y se proyecta ya no a través de sus representantes dentro de las esferas del poder, sino que se proyecta a través de su propia potencia, a través de su propia capacidad de transformar el mundo inmediato. Y eso ya es visible en el día de hoy, y no solamente a partir de los zapatistas, sino que en distintos territorios de México y a nivel de diferentes lugares del continente, especialmente en distintos territorios de Bolivia. Si quiere, traduce ahora y entramos luego a Bolivia.
Ok. No sé si le voy a hacer justicia porque mi niñita de 4 años me está gritando al mismo tiempo. Ok, a ver. We can now talk about a different type of representation, because the people are becoming social subjects, and they project themselves through their own power, and this is happening in Mexico and Bolivia. Sí, adelante, profesor.
Sí, entonces, en el caso de Bolivia, la victoria de Evo Morales no se da porque la gente sigue al líder, como en otros países, sino que fue al contrario. Evo Morales se apoyó en un enorme proceso de autoorganización, de lucha y de capacidad territorial de diferentes movimientos y regiones bolivianas. Puede traducir.
The victory of Evo Morales did not happen because the people followed the leader. It was the opposite. Evo Morales supported himself in this movement of people. Sí, adelante, profesor.
Sí, en ese sentido que hablamos de que se está iniciando un nuevo ciclo de construcción a nivel continental, porque esa experiencia de autoorganización se verifica en todo el continente. Y esa es la síntesis del análisis que yo hago del año 2005, donde ese perfil de autoorganización, ese perfil de construcción, comienza a notarse de manera más nítida, más clara. ¿Puede traducir?
So in this sense, this new cycle from resistance to construction is happening throughout the continent, and it's an experience of self-organization that is giving fruit to this new cycle of construction.